Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 4A, Chelten Park to Bostall Woods, a distance of 3.25 miles, which takes nearly 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From handsome monuments to a royal pub. Facing the Green Chain major signpost in Chelten Park, turn left and follow the marker posts out of the park. Turn right and follow Cemetery Lane to its junction with Chelten Park Lane.
Chelten Cemetery was purchased by Greenwich Burial Board in 1857 for £2,600 and extensively landscaped. Originally, there were high burial fees for non-parishioners and it tended to attract members of the more wealthy local families. As a result, the cemetery contains numerous handsome monuments and statues.
Turn left along Chelten Park Lane to reach Repository Road.
A short diversion along Repository Road leads to the Rotunda, which began life as a vast tent originally erected in St James's Park in 1814 as part of premature celebrations of victory over Napoleon. It was converted into a permanent building by Nash in 1822.
Cross Repository Road and follow the footpath parallel with Ha Ha Road to reach the junction with Woolwich New Road.
A ha-ha is a sunken lane or wall built to prevent cattle wandering. The remains of the ha-ha, constructed to keep cattle out of the military areas when most of the area was common land, is now a Grade 2 listed structure and can be seen just to the left of the footpath. Distant views of the Royal Artillery Barracks, built on the north side of the common between 1776 and 1802, can be seen on the left. The impressive facade of the Royal Artillery Barracks is over 1,000 feet long and was built in two stages. The eastern half of the present structure was constructed between 1776 and 1782, and the western half was built in 1802. The barracks themselves were originally built to house 4,000 men.
Cross over Woolwich New Road at the traffic lights and go down Nightingale Place.
To the right, local authority housing known as the Woolwich Common Estate was built on the site of a pub called the Barrack Tavern and an area of Regency Terraced housing. This included 1 Kemp Terrace, which was the birthplace and home of General Gordon. Conservationists fought hard to protect these buildings, but eventually redevelopment took place in 1975.
Continue up Plumstead Common Road for about half a mile to reach the Prince of Wales Pub. From a royal pub to a windmill. At the Prince of Wales Pub, turn left into St Margaret's Grove and turn right, just behind the pub, to enter Plumstead Common.
The name Plumstead comes from the large number of orchards which once covered this area. The land around Plumstead originally belonged to the monks of Lesness Abbey, but it was taken from them by Henry VIII. From 1539 onwards, the manor of Plumstead changed hands a number of times before being bequeathed to Queen's College, Oxford in 1736. Later, the local population became increasingly agitated about encroachments and enclosures on the common until in 1876, the use of the common by the military led to a serious riot. At the subsequent trial, it was argued that the local people had rights of grazing, digging sand and gravel, cutting turf and fern, and using the space for lawful games and pastimes. As a result, the local authority of the time bought the common from the Queen's College for £9,000 so that it might be preserved as a public open space.
At this point, the Green Chain takes two directions. If you wish to walk to Oxley's Wood via Shrewsbury Park, please download audio section 4B or follow the signs to the right. This recording now continues to Bostall Wood, following the route to Old Mill Road. From Waverley Crescent, follow the path across the green to Warwick Terrace. Bear right, cross Old Mill Road, and then immediately left to cross Warwick Terrace itself. Turn right, then left along the path behind the shelter. Turn right and follow the marker post parallel with Old Mill Road.
The tower behind the Old Mill pub is a Grade 2 listed building dating from the 18th century and is what remains of the Plumstead Windmill. In its day, the mill was very important in Plumstead, but it began to decline and its salves and superstructure eventually decayed through lack of use. By 1848, it had stopped grinding wheat and began selling beer. The Slade gets its name from the slide or slip of the land, which caused this deep ravine.
From a windmill to chalk caves. Descend the steps to the pond at the bottom of the Slade and climb up the other side to emerge in Lakedale Road. Cross over Lakedale Road and bear left to follow the marker posts around behind the children's playground. Follow the marker posts across the common to join Wynn's Common Road.
Wynn's Common is the local name for the eastern part of Plumstead Common between King's Highway and Lakedale Road. This area is reputed to have been inhabited since the days of the ancient Britons. In the past, there were several barrows and mounds in the area, and Roman relics have also been found here. There are good views from here of the River Thames and Thamesmead.
Continue to cross the end of Riverdale Road and turn right opposite Purrett Road to enter the open grassed areas and follow the markers around the sports pitch to reach the Green Chain Manger signpost at the top of the steps. At the signpost, turn left and descend the steps into Great Bartlett's Woods. Follow the path to emerge onto Wickham Lane. Cross over to Rutherglen Road and immediately turn left down the steps into the open space. Follow the marker posts around to the right and climb the slope to enter Bostall Woods. Enter the woods and climb the steps, crossing a number of paths. Turn right and follow the marker post through the woods to emerge eventually onto Longley Lane at the Green Chain Major signpost. At this point, a branch joins from Thamesmead Riverside and Erith Riverside in the north. Sections 1 and 2. Alternatively, you can turn southwards to Oxley's Wood via East Wickham Open Space and Woodlands Farm. Section 3.
In 1887, a Roman lead coffin was discovered just off Wickham Lane and was reputedly one of the finest examples unearthed in this country. The area is also riddled with chalk caves and passages, which were dug under the brickfields of Wickham Lane up until the mid-19th century.
Congratulations! You have now reached the end of this section.